San Luis, Arizona is the first stop for many agriculture workers who cross from the Mexican state of Sonora to work the lettuce fields in Yuma County. The city is more alive at 4 a.m. than any other time of day. Food trucks play music as workers eat their breakfast on the go, and large white buses fill the parking lots on Main Street. But the masks covering workers' faces and the plastic dividers inside some buses reveal that this season is like no other. The ongoing pandemic has altered the way agricultural workers and employers go about their days.
They're different because they put plastic seals in the seats.
Aileen Camarena is sitting with her friends waiting for her bus to pick her up. She's a 19-year-old from San Luis and started working in the fields a year ago.
They're more careful whether we wash our hands or not, and not a lot of people are letting them work without a face mask and stuff like that.
Paul Brierly is the executive director at the Yuma Center of Excellence for Desert Agriculture. The organization provides research and other support to the ag industry.
On the farm and on the buses, there's been a lot of initiative to protect the employees, number one, because they care, and number two, because their business depends on, having a reliable workforce.
Brierly says employers are running twice as many buses with half the amount of people, giving workers assigned seats and handing out masks and other forms of personal protective equipment. Since farm workers who test positive for COVID-19 are not allowed to work, keeping infection rates low is essential for the industry. But workplace rules can only go so far. Alexa Guzman is 17 and currently a senior at San Luis High School. She started working in the fields in March. Her friend, Diane Bybron, is 21 and says she's been an agriculture worker for only a month. They're sitting on a bench waiting for their bus to take them to the fields as they sip coffee on this cold winter morning.
Pues la gente la verdad no se cuida, no trae cubrebocas, no se cuida ni también pues no,
no. No mantienen su distancia.
Ajá, no mantienen su distancia, nada, como que si no hubiera virus pues les duele. Sí.
Both women say the real risk of COVID-19 is after work. They say people don't wear a mask when they go to the store and aren't maintaining distance among family and friends.
De que se contagian cuando salen a, yo que sé, a la tienda o a donde sea, o en convivios se han contagiado, pero pues sí, todos salieron bien.
Emma Torres, the executive director of Campesinos Sin Fronteras, says this may be because some workers are getting their information from unreliable sources.
What they knew was mixed information because, you know, people are very attentive to their social media. And, you know, and unfortunately, the information is not reliable and they were confusing. The messages were confusing.
She says her organization is working with growers and farm labor contract companies to bring clear and official information to farm workers through leaflets and demonstrations. But even the approach Campesinos Sin Fronteras is taking does not reach everyone.
Or also knowing that if they're sick, not to go to work. You know, that's really on an individual basis, too. Like I said, it's very similar to the general public.
Between the steps growers are taking to keep workers safe on the job and public education programs by groups like Campesinos Sin Fronteras, ag researcher Paul Brierly says these efforts are important to protect this vital workforce.
If there's just not enough labor force to tend to the crops or to harvest the crops, you may not be able to provide as much crop to the market.
For KAWC News in Yuma, I'm Andrea Perez Valderrama.